Christmas is a holiday that comes complete with a very large repertoire of songs. And let's face it, every year at this time, we're treated to some pretty corny versions of those songs. So to breathe new life into some old favorites, we've invited Susanna McCorkle to perform a holiday concert. Jazz critic Frances Davis called Susanna the outstanding female jazz singer of her generation. Susanna McCorkle has recorded a series of albums featuring the work of some of her favorite composers, including Johnny Mercer, Harry Warren, and Leo Robin. She recently signed with Concord Records, and her first album with this label is due out in February. Susanna has performed for us before on Fresh Air, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her back. Accompanying her today is pianist Lee Musiker and bassist Dean Johnson. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the
That's always such a sad song. It was actually an even sadder song I just read in one of those books of Hollywood anecdotes that you're always so ashamed of yourself for reading, but you keep on reading. When it was written by Blaine and Martin for Judy Garland, she said, "This is too sad. I'm going to be. It's a sad moment. Our family's about to move to New York. We're afraid we won't be together again after this Christmas." But it's the words are so sad, this Christmas may be our last, and if I sing it sad and the song is sad, it'll be too sad, so just make it more neutral, and then I'll be sad, and then it won't be too much of one thing. I love that idea of Judy Garland sitting down with the songwriters and talking about it, the idea that you could be there when a great song is born, and as a singer who really thinks about what you're singing, have something to do with it and to say about it, and it is really enduring classic song that we just don't get tired of.
I think it's one of the best Christmas songs.
It is.
I'm glad you opened with it.
Christmas is sad. There is always a longing about Christmas, longing for what we never knew, even, except from the movies.
What's your next song?
This is another movie song. This one was written by Irving Berlin, who wrote so many great holiday songs. He wrote them for holidays we don't even celebrate anymore, and he loved being American. He was from Russia, loved paying taxes. He loved America so much. And this is a song he wrote for cold weather. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. On fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Susan, every year are you called on to sing Christmas songs?
I am, but I don't mind it. I love special occasions and holidays. I really like doing them, and there are a lot of beautiful Christmas songs. I like all the carols, too.
Can we take a little poll about favorite and worst of the Christmas songs, what you think is the best and the worst?
Okay, Lee Musiker first. He's very opinionated.
Definitely, most definitely, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is one of my favorites. So I agree with you, Terry, on that.
At worst? Do we have a nomination for worst?
No,
that's the best.
The best.
You were very anti-Jingle Bells, Lee.
Well, I don't like to express that opinion in public, but that's... I'll just go with the best, the top one.
Dean, venture an opinion?
I don't really have a favorite, but the Christmas song is one I like, Mel's.
Oh, how fortunate. We happen to be doing that later on in the show.
Susanna, what do you think?
Okay, the one I hate the most, because I just found a Frank Sinatra album, and on one side it's all carols, which he sings beautifully, simply and beautifully, Silent Night or Little Town of Bethlehem. On the other side, there are more commercial songs, including some of the great ones we've done, like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But there's also Oh, By Gosh, By Golly, Mistletoe and Holly. I'd say that's one that I don't want to sing.
A good
could really hear the songwriters cranking that one out. Let's come up with a Christmas song. But there were even recently, Jingle Bell Rock was a good song, I thought, which was a hit maybe in the late 50s or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to do a nice one next.
Yeah, I'm going to do one that I think is the most evocative one about Christmas for all of us, because many of us won't be going home for Christmas or can't be going home for Christmas, or the home that we think of as home doesn't exist anymore. So it's a very touching song to hear and to sing, because it has so much meaning for everybody, especially these Christmas songs that are so familiar. Everybody has one particular time that he or she thinks of with a song like this.
Christmas, you can count on me. Please have snow.
That was a beautiful version of that.
You sang that beautifully. Thank you. I love that song.
Let me reintroduce all of you. For our listeners just joining us, we're doing a special live Christmas concert. Singing is Susanna McCorkle, who, by the way, has a new album coming out in February on the Concord Jazz label. And we have Lee Musiker at the piano and Dean Johnson on bass. And what we're going to do is take a very short break. Then we'll be back with more Christmas songs. This is Fresh Air. We have a live Christmas concert with singer Susanna McCorkle. Susanna, the next song you're going to do is a song I've never heard, so I'm especially glad you're going to do it.
Thank you. I only know one recorded version of it by the great Fats Waller, one of my favorite musicians, made in the 1930s. I know the melody was written by Sam Coslow, who wrote My Old Flame. It's one of those little novelty songs that Fats made immortal because he's just such a great singer. And I guess if any one music inspired me, it's 30s music, because it has that infectious swing and cheerfulness. I just love it. It doesn't sound dated or nostalgic at all to me. So this one's for Fats from us. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's 4th of July's in both your eyes, Easter Sunday too. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. Each heaven on earth day feels like a birthday, May Day rendezvous. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out, they ought to close the banks. Though it's not November, I feel like giving thanks. You're a happy new year, a movie premiere, a Christmas present too. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you.
A good song.
Yeah. All purpose holiday song for any band, any society band.
And I'm sure that comes in really handy. Yeah. Well, the next song you're going to do is much more familiar.
Yes, this one was written by Mel Torme with someone else. I'm pretty sure Mel wrote the lyrics, and I don't, but I'm sure one of your staff will be glad to research this while we're singing it. Anyway, this is dedicated to a great musician. Mel Torme gave us a Christmas song that they'll be singing into the next century, I'm sure. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots, their eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He comes with lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
Beautiful. We're featuring a live concert today of Christmas songs with singer Susanna McCorkle, and we have at the piano Lee Musiker, and at the bass Dean Johnson. The next song that you're going to do, absolutely everybody knows, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, yes. This is one of my earliest childhood songs, because it's quite scary if you listen to it as a child. Better watch out, better not cry. You know, don't, he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, and if you've been bad. You know, from the time I can remember understanding words, I always thought, what does this song mean? Oh, you know, how long before Christmas do I have to be good to get any presents and have Santa Claus come? What's going on here? You know, it's quite a terrifying song. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town.
I think it's a great tribute to a singer when they can make Santa Claus is Coming to Town sound that good. Can you sing Winter Wonderland for us?
I hope Santa's gonna come now. Winter Wonderland we're gonna do? Okay.
Yeah. One, two, three, four. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. To sing a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job if you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
And we have just enough time to close with a song that I think you have to close every Christmas concert with.
Oh, yes. This is by Irving Berlin. He was the best at writing holiday songs. And this one we have the verse, which is not usually heard. It makes the song a completely different song, not just about a Christmas with snow, but about going back home and having the kind of Christmases you used to have and remember best and love best.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. But it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and chill.
Thank you for a very, very beautiful concert.
We've loved doing it. Thank you for inviting us, Tara.
My guests have been singer Susanna McCorkle, pianist Lee Musiker, and bassist Dean Johnson. And Susanna has a new album on a new label coming out in February. Her new album will be on the Concord Jazz record label. And you can look for her earlier albums in the record bins as well. That's Susanna McCorkle. Thanks so much to all of you. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas.